Just really great to have you folks in the house tonight for what promises to be a very, very, very special evening indeed. It really is a thrill for me to have a group of musicians in this house that I've enjoyed for so many years, and we'll talk more about that a little later on. As they say, there's very little for me to do right now, but encourage you to give a big WGBH welcome to the Chieftains.
On a me, she's pegging little more. Top three the gum, top five the gum, she's pegging on the lamb's bar. It's bad a bit, and you'll see not bad a bit on par.
It's so great and great and me, it's a great and be the store. Oh, be the problem on a me, she's pegging little more.
By the suit of begging, not get shattered for a nord. Holding up is full on of this back when she's down.
It's so great and great and me, it's a great and be the store. Oh, me little problem, on me, she's taking little more.
Ta East Green, a gal of the headshots and near the court. The soul of Cali Gilden, no Quebec, the decent joy. Oh, good and good and me, the thrill of me was sore. Me little problem, on me, she's taking little more. It's so good and good and me, the thrill of me was sore. It's me little problem, on me, she's taking little more.
Thank you.
That's the brothers Nathan and John Pulaski and Cara Butler.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
And again, what a welcome we gave and what a welcome we should give again to the chieftains here to WGBH. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn from 89.7 WGBH, Boston Public Radio, and NPR Music. And of course, we have got the chieftains here in our Fraser Performance Studios. And Paddy Maloney, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here. 50 years on from the first album, right?
That's it.
50 years they're celebrating of releases.
Thank you very much. We made it. Miracle.
But Paddy, the story didn't start 50 years ago. It even goes beyond that, right?
Yeah, it went beyond. You know, we all knew one another. Matt and I used to play together for 10 years before that. And Sean Potts and Michael Tubridy. Michael Tubridy and Sean Potts. Then we had another different setup altogether. But it all sort of came. Even Barney McKenna, by the way, from the Dubliners, who are celebrating, I think, their 50s as well.
Barney McKenna used to be still playing.
Yeah, the banjo player. He was with the Chieftains for many years before that. You know, but he grew the beard and off he went. That was the end.
And you decided to stay clean shaven, obviously.
Yeah.
50 years later, though, could you have imagined it back in the early 60s? Traditional Irish music. Give us a little picture of the popularity of traditional Irish music in Ireland or in the world. Would you imagine back in the 60s?
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, and going back to the 50s, in fact, the Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem, they did a great job for the ballads and the songs. They made them very popular, and they were doing Carnegie Hall and the Albert Hall. And I just felt, Coltas Kilthoughly Éireann, as well, an Irish music organisation, they started a very worthwhile Fla Ceolas, the music festivals in Mullingar in 51. I was there in short trousers, I remember it well.
And hot day.
And it blossomed. It was beginning to blossom quite a bit, the popularity. The music was coming out of the houses. The older people were passing it on, you might say. We were lucky, sort of, our families had done that for us. But there wasn't any records or albums or CDs being made in those days for Irish music. And our first album came out in 62. That's when we put the name The Chieftains, which we got from the poet John Montague, who was poet laureate in Ireland there for quite a while. And, and after that, it became very popular in England, and pop stars and all sorts of funny people were listening to it, like the Rolling Stones. And anyway, number two came out after that, and we haven't looked back since.
Well, you certainly haven't looked back since. And just a little anecdote in my own life. I was into more rock and roll in the 60s, and I remember waiting 3 albums to discover your music, and the Chieftains 3 had a particular tune on it called The Trip to Sligo.
Right.
That you did with 2 whistles. And I remember being convinced that was my first introduction to really my own music, which is phenomenal. What the Chieftains were succeeding in doing at that time is introducing many of us who were looking to England and to America for our music, just introducing us back into what was all around us, and that's the richness of Irish traditional music. Could you have imagined, Paddy, 50 years on, that what has happened would have happened? You have now recorded with the Rolling Stones, with Natalie Merchant, with Sinead O'Connor, with... I can't even imagine. I can't list the names. And yet again, here we are with a whole new album with new hip groups.
Yes, indeed. And one of them is here tonight, and we're going to be inviting them on later on. But I could never... It was a great musical journey, is all I could say. And, we were lucky. We were sort of underground, and, we weren't sort of up there doing rock and roll and all that kind of stuff. We were just taking our time. It took us 12 years to go full-time professional. And I think a concert at the Albert Hall in London sold out for 3 weeks or something. And that was a sure sign. There was no flashing lights or smoke screens or even dancing or singing in those days in the band. It's just pure music. And we played for 3 hours. And that was...
Well, certainly made an impact on music around the world over the years, the Chieftains. What are we going to hear next, Paddy?
Yes, well, you mentioned Sinead there. I thought we might do a song we did with Sinead, but we do have with us tonight a wonderful singer from the island of Lewis off the west coast of Scotland. And it's a Scots-speaking community there. They do everything through Scots Gaelic, including making the whiskey, I'm sure. You know, they're just a drop of that around. But the singing and music is fantastic. And Éilidh McCormack is with us tonight from the island of Lewis. And
as Michael Lanigan... As Michael Lanigan refers to it, we don't discriminate. We're a very open and affirming Celtic sojourn here, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, the song is The Foggy Dew, and after that, a little bit of mouth music from that part of the world, Portobello and Éilidh McCormack.
As down the glen one Easter to the city fair Odike, there armed lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, bells o'er the Liffey swells rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high in New Dublin town hung they out a flag o' war. 'Twas better to die neath an Irish sky than soon Delby. And from the plains of Royal Meath strong men came running through, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy. And to and fro in my dreams I'll go, and I'll kneel and pray for you. For slavery fled, oh glorious dead, when you fell in the foggy dew.
And the back of the knee, on the back there, we are on the road, we go on the back there. And the back of the knee, on the back there, we are on the road, we go on the back there. And the back of the knee, on the back there, we are on the road, we go on the back there. And the back of the knee, on the back there, we are on the road. Guinea the hull of the hooligan, half the air of hood. Getting any guinea at the hull of the hooligan, half the air of hood. Getting any guinea at the hull of the hooligan, half the air of hood. Getting any guinea at the hull of the hooligan, half the air of hood. Getting any guinea. We'll be right back.
Wonderful voice, Aileith McCormack. Paddy, yes, Aileith McCormack. Paddy, the Chieftains have travelled all over the world, many, many different countries, won all sorts of awards, multiple Grammys, and even an Oscar for the theme music to Barry Lyndon, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Yes. Indeed.
Now, you've been greeted by kings and queens and prime ministers, all of the society people, but you were telling me earlier on that you got a call one night sitting in a restaurant that was a little unusual.
Indeed, and it was up in New York. It was a night off during a tour, so I usually have a little glass of wine or maybe two or maybe three, I don't know, depending. And I get this phone call and she says, "This is Katie Coleman, I'm speaking to you from the International Space Station." And I said, "Come off it now, Katie, you're having me on." And no, in fact, it was. And the waiter, he took and said hello to her afterwards, you know. And she lives about 2 hours from here as well, but a great friend, great flute player.
So she did actually call you from outer space?
She did indeed. And, you know, I thought maybe I was having one too many, you know. Maybe I was or whatever. But, you know, after that, she sent a lovely CD down, down to Matt's iPad, on wishing us a happy St. Patrick's Day. And I'll let her tell the story herself, yeah.
I'm Katie Coleman, a NASA astronaut, and welcome to the International Space Station. And I wanted to bring something up to space with me that would recognize my Irish heritage. And since I'm also a flute player, I thought, why not Irish flutes? And so I had gotten to know the renowned band, the Chieftains, and I asked them if they would mind if I borrowed some of their instruments and I brought them on a little business trip. This lovely wooden flute belongs to Mr. Matt Malloy, and here in my pocket is a tin whistle from Paddy Maloney. Thank you.
Yeah, a few adjustments there. But anyway, we got through it. Yes, on the new album CD, and it has a DVD that goes with it, by the way. It's a great bargain, half the price. Now, let me tell you, another group we recorded with the Punch Brothers, and the song we did with them was The Frost Is All Over. It has interesting words. So here we go with The Frost Is All Over. My God, the long version.
Kettle boiled over, what would I do but fill it again? What would I do if the cows hit the clover? What would I do but set it again? Raisins are dug and the frost is all over. Katie lie over, close to the wall. How would you like to be married to a soldier? Katie lie over, close to the wall. Soldier.
What would I do only follow his gun?
What would you do if he died on the ocean?
What would I do only marry again? The pigs are dug and the head is are roasting. Get me low over close to the wall. You to be drunk and I to be sober. Get me low over close to the wall.
Cattle bought over, what would I do when they fill it again?
What would you do if the cows hit the clover? What would I do when they set it again?
The graves are dug and the frost is all over.
Can't you lie over close to the wall?
How would you like to be married to a soldier?
Can't you lie over close to the wall?
Indeed. Well, going back a bit to the 74, I remember we did some music for a film called Ireland Moving. I don't know, maybe it was moving over here. But it was a train sequence anyway. We want a bit of choo-choo music. After that came good old Jeff here. Jeff White is getting into the song The Wabash Cannonball. Of course, it's all about a train. And then we finish it up with the National Anthem of Texas, which is Cotton Eye Joe. Right.
Okay. All aboard.
Thank you.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the green of the flowing mountains to the South Bill by the shore. Well, she's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. Well, she's a combination on that Wabash cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. Well, she came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she rolls across the woodland to the hills and by the shore. Hit a mighty rush to the engine, hey, the lonesome hobo's call. No change can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Been at the bend for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been buried a long time ago. Where'd she come from, where'd she go, where did she come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Exploring all the links of Irish music, Celtic music throughout the world, including to that medley of tunes, Paddy, a lot of links between Irish music and country music and bluegrass.
Indeed, yeah. And we have great Deanie Richardson here, who's one of the best in the world on the fiddle. You'll hear a bit of her later on.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Richardson.
Yeah, there is. We went down to Nashville to record one album, the Down the Old Plank Road series. And we came back with two after 2 weeks. So I'll tell you, I mean, it's just like going to another part of Ireland and sitting in with these Bella Flex and Jerry Douglases and Ricky Skaggs. And you just play it once or twice and then they have it, you know.
And there's a familiarity with these tunes. They're like, you know, first cousins, basically.
That's it, you know.
It's a recognition.
Like, yeah, visiting your musical cousins in another part of Ireland. That's what it was, yeah.
I'm Brian O'Donovan. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn and NPR Music Year, where we're entertaining the Chieftains in our Fraser Performance Studios here in Boston. Well, you have continuously explored the boundaries of the music and the links and the connections, and you've made associations now with so many groups from around the world. But this next group that we're going to have here is a group that that is very special to us here in New England, but is really making huge waves all over the world. How did you first come into contact with them, Paddy?
A very good friend, T-Bone Burnett, you might have heard from about him, and famous for his old brother, Horror Adele, and that. But a great fan of the Chieftains, and when we asked would he come in with me and introduce me to a lot of these wonderful musicians, he said, where do I sign? You know, so that was great. It was a great honour. And so that's how I got to know the Low Anthem and hear their music and decided, well, that voice, you know, suits a particular song, which we'll talk about later on.
Well, they're from all over, but they're associated now intrinsically with Providence, Rhode Island. Please give a big WGBH welcome to the Low Anthem. What an amazing group of musicians. The Low Anthem. Mike Irwin plays trumpet and Tyler Osborne guitar. Jossie Adams on about to shift to hammer dulcimer was playing clarinet. And we're going to talk briefly with Benjamin Knox Miller and Jeffrey Pristowski about the music. T-Bone Burnett is a name that we've heard a lot of since the amazing success of O Brother, or Brother, Where Art Thou? But he has continued to be a great force in music, but also really a great connector of musicians over the years, right?
Yeah, and it was such an honor and a pleasure to work with him. And we were all so nervous to walk into that studio. You know, I remember talking to him on the phone for the first time, and he was whispering. And
it was just a bad connection.
Yeah, yeah. He said later, we said, "Why were you whispering to us? Did you know how afraid we were?"
And is he that intimidating in person, Jeffrey?
No, actually, he's exactly the opposite. He's so warm and giving. And
he's like 7 foot, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. And then meeting Patty, and I was so impressed by his musicianship and by his persona and his character, and it was so incredible to be with both Patty and T-Bone in that studio and spend the day with them and get to know each other.
So thinking about those connections, Patty, had you heard of the Low Anthem in advance of this?
I'm sorry to say, lads, unless I hadn't heard it. No more than I've heard of the Decemberists as well, or Bon Iver and the Pistolanis and all these.
All of these musicians, by the way, who are collaborating on this album, which is really one of my favorite albums of the year so far. Ben, can I ask you the same question? What was your relationship with the Chieftains before T-Bone Burnett made that whispering call?
Well, I was most aware of the recordings he did with Van Morrison, and I love those, and my parents had those when I was growing up.
I have to tell you.
At least it's not grandparents yet, Patty. So T-Bone Burnett does the magic, connects the dots and connects these great musical entities. And Patty, a particular piece, how did this happen in the album? You've obviously got a lot of associations with different groups, but choosing the songs must be a tricky thing, the songs to sing.
Yeah, it was, you know, I listened to the material of all the singers and musicians, and you get a certain feel, you know, so I had a big list of songs, mostly all Irish connected songs, and this particular one, Lou Kelly used to sing, and I just thought, you know, when I heard his voice, that would be perfect for the song called School Day's Over. And just to set it off, I went over to the school around the corner, just up on the hill in Dalkey, and my grandson sings there in a choir. He's 10 years of age, and I thought maybe to get them to sing a song that I used to sing when I was in school.
It's a beautiful children's song.
And it's a lovely children's song.
Very popular
song.
With children.
Yeah.
But the song itself, School Day's Over, which we're going to hear, is really a powerful song about really a great sentiment about school days being over because of child labor, basically. That's going down the mines. And, you know, when kids got to the age where they legally could leave school, and this is not just true of mining, but of course today, unfortunately, is true around the world still, when they got to that age, they simply had to leave school and make a living.
That's it indeed. And the words, you know, tell it all. It's a lovely song. But maybe a little snippet of the...
Beginna Comoraca, Goonday and Clore. There'll be a fair tomorrow in the County Clare.
Time you were learning the pitman's job and learning the pitman's job.
were working down below. Time to be handling a pick and shovel. You start at the pits today. Time you were learning the collier's job.
You're listening to The Low Anthem and The Chieftains here on A Celtic Sojourn and NPR Music. I am inviting all of you to join us afterwards in the lobby. We'll get a chance to visit with the band. We'll get a chance to know you folks better. The Burren has come here with some Guinness. That was good. And Watch City Brewery has come here with some great, great craft beer, including an Irish brew as well, Jocelyn, right?
Happy days.
So, as my uncle used to say, the night is but a pup. Again, thanks very much for your support of WGBH. I think we're going to have some fireworks here. We're going to let the Chieftains off to the races, and we're going to have a kind of a round robin, Paddy. Is that right?
That's right. Miss McLeod's real. But, or did you ever go? Couldn't Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? But we ask everybody to take little bits of solos, you know, a few bars in between choruses. And anyone down there wants to join in, if you have a mouth organ or stand on your head, this is your big moment. Anyway, right. Okay, after four, lads. One, two, three, four.
are amongst ye, and we're here because we're here. We're only 1 year older than we were this time last year. I am. The more a man has, the more a man wants. This I don't think true. I never met a man with one black guy who wished that he had two raya. I think I've said enough, I'll say no more. So before you show me the door, I'll take a bow and I'll leave you now, and I won't come back anymore. I am.
Sit with a broken heart in my cabin in the Carolina hills. Well, I loved Shiner's daughter, loved her true with all my heart, till she fell into her pappy's liquor still. Oh, what a waste,
oh, what a waste
of good corn liquor when they had to pull the plug. You know, the revenuer snickered when she melted in the liquor and had to bury Lily by the jug. Now old Kevin on the boron played a mighty mournful sound, and the kinfolks, they all came together round. You know, I heard the preacher say, drink thee only with thine eyes, and watch the poor, poor Lily in the ground. Oh, what a waste,
oh, what a waste
of good corn liquor when they had to pull the plug. You know, the revenuer snickered when she melted in the liquor and they had to bury Lily by the jug. You know, they had to bury Lily by the jug.
Pantore pin in a reniendo, tari pantore pin in a reniendo, pantore pin in a reniendo, tari pantore pin in a reniendo, any and tani and eniendo, tari any and tani and eniendo, tari pantore pin in a reniendo, cut the care skip of the reniendo, tari cut the care skip of the reniendo, cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, daddy cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, daddy cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, daddy cut the carrot skip of that in yendo, any and honey and in yendo, daddy any and honey and in yendo, any and honey and in yendo, daddy any and honey and in yendo, any and honey and in yendo, daddy any and honey and in yendo, any and honey and in yendo, daddy cut the carrot skip of that in yendo.
Short, he measures just 4'2". But he feels like a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Yeah, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then they refuse it, I fear. But I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Tommy McCarthy, The Low Anthem, and ladies and gentlemen, The Chieftains. You're listening to A Celtic Sojourn on WGBH 89.7 and NPR Music. We'd like to thank Anya Grunman and Otis Hart of NPR Music, our videographers, Greg Shea, Brian McCreathy, and Ann Scheffler. Our producer, Edgar Herwig. Our executive producer, Benjamin Rowe. Audio engineer, Antonio Oliart with Jane Pippick. Also, Tom Devlin and John Vosey. We'd like to thank on our events management team, Liz Haggard and Yuri Stern. I'm Brian O'Donovan. Great to have you with us on A Celtic Sojourn and NPR Music.